Yes.
You may have noticed in the past, I guess it's just the past couple of months, that Ion is calling Bob Boss, B-O-S-S.
I have noticed that.
Yeah. So that there's a, that to me was a big shift, and it put Bob on, put Bob on this ridiculous pedestal of thinking that he's running everything. And for Ion to do that and JW to do that, it is huge. I mean, I have to just kind of cower in the corner as I run everything to make it seem like Bob's running everything. So things have shifted. And these you can't separate the Bay of Ion and the Bob of Bob. There's just, it's impossible.
Yeah. And it's actually grown. That then, see, the lockdown Bob rule, see, lockdown Bob rule could have Bob not being in charge. Here's what shifted. Here's the part that shifted. Once you hit a certain level or a certain point, when all the bodies were gone, when all the mysteries were uncovered, when all the guys were exposed, when all the things were done, everything was done, the only thing left was either he's got to run it or it goes unrun. And now there's too many things in play. There's too many choices to be made. Now, he's on the hook for all these choices and decisions. Don't think he ain't making decisions. He's deciding things. For real, deciding things. And he's on the responsibility. Carolyn's not responsible for that. He's responsible for that. Happy days. But the whole point of that connection is laying out how it's supposed to go. Because otherwise, you have to have some point to check, cross-check, and reference what is, okay? And what is this process that you're asking about. And your questions, however clever and on point and in position, flow into this conversation, which is, why the fuck is Bob J.R., Bob Dobbs, never over in 100, why in the hell is he in charge of anything? And we'd say, well, it's his creation. You want to create one? Create one. You didn't. So the best you're going to get is Bob's. You don't like Bob's world? Make your own. You haven't. We're waiting. We're patient. We got you. There's enough of us for all y'all. But that's not how it works. You're so far. And so the good news is then Bob decides it'll work itself out. You'll come into his power or his kingdom, or you'll come into your own. Don't like his, then make your own. That's a great word. If you don't like his, well, great. Make your own bed. If you don't like Bob's bed, make your own bed. We don't worry that. We think that's wonderful. But the point is that sooner or later, just so everybody knows, ship's sailing. It's moving on. Good day.
So this is the ascension, the cold play, the bread of life, living water. I'm still taking care of the tiny little aspect of the dietary supplements that they both put down.
The completeness. We like the completeness.
The humiliating company.
No, the completeness are great, because what it does is the first layer of letting the human body come back to what it was supposed to be. And probably nobody else understands the dynamics of what the meat that's supposed to do. You see, and we don't even like total fucked up biology, but we support it because it reminds you that you have the ability, power, and capacity through your own cellular information structure or strata to adjust your genome yourself. The completement formulas are the first step that allow you to go. It's almost like a shock to the system, or it's like someone with cirrhosis of the liver all of a sudden stops drinking and cleans things up. It's almost like a shock when they start feeling better, you know, or that they shake their hepatitis and they get rid of that. They got pills. You don't even die of hepatitis no more. They can get you, depending on if you don't have the too rare or one, you can take the damn pills for a couple of 12 weeks and they'll even get rid of your hepatitis anymore. It's amazing what's going on here. But the point is, it's a shift to the system. And that system is the part that you come to. Okay, now, so that's important. Now, the next tier level is saving Big Pharma. That's the really important step. That's what's coming. That's coming. It's going to be great. Because now what's going to happen is all these little people that's dying, their medicine ain't going to work no more, so it's going to take what Dr. Steen's working with to save the day so their shit will work, which is not what she would promote. You got to know that. She would never in a million years say, that's what I'm here to do. But she's going to have to, because at the end of the day, do no harm comes back to, okay, this is what it's got to take to get to that. I don't like it, but, you know, I'm still not going to say take antibiotics, but I guess if you're dying, it don't really matter what they do to you. The autopsy will show that's probably what killed you, so good, you got to die of something. But the rub becomes the strata of this new world and kingdom. All Bob is done and doing is setting the standard. This is what the world's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like. If you don't like it, make one. Build one. Kingdom seekers, build your kingdom. See? But if you got to have Sheila Jackson Lee's permission to get you to become a god, you're in trouble, Steven. That's the thing you need to know.